Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. South Korea's parliament voted to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol on Saturday over his short-lived martial law decree, a historic rebuke that was cheered by jubilant crowds. Under the constitution, Prime Minister Han Duck-soo, who was appointed by Yoon, becomes acting president while Yoon remains in office, but with his presidential power suspended. I will give all my strength and efforts to run the state administration stably during this difficult time. In a public address after the parliament passed the motion to impeach, Han said that the entire cabinet would work hard to maintain trust with the United States, Japan, and other partners. South Korea's opposition leader said Yoon should be removed as soon as possible. The National Assembly passed the motion on a 204-85 vote on Saturday. Yoon's presidential powers and duties will be suspended. The court has up to 180 days to determine whether to dismiss Yoon as president or restore his powers. If he's thrown out of office, a national election to choose his successor must be held within 60 days. On Saturday, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi discussed efforts to reach a ceasefire in Gaza and a hostages for prisoners deal in the Palestinian enclave with visiting U.S. officials, including National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and Middle East Envoy Brett McKirk. But fighting rages on. According to the Civil Emergency Service, on Saturday, at least 7 Palestinians were killed and 12 wounded after an Israeli strike on a former school that was sheltering displaced people in Gaza City. The dead include a woman and her baby, according to medics. At least 10 people were killed in an airstrike in Deir al-Balah, where people gathered to receive aid, medics said. Earlier, the Israeli military said it had targeted Hamas militants and had taken measures to reduce harm to civilians. This is VOA News.
President of his candidates, Mikhail Kavelashvili.
Former soccer player Mikhail Kavelashvili has become president-elect of Georgia as the ruling party tightens its grip in what the opposition calls a blow to the country's EU aspirations and a victory for Russia. Kavelashvili easily won Saturday's vote given the Georgian Dream Party's control of a 300-seat electoral college that replaced direct presidential elections in 2017. Elena Kaik Hosrovili, a human rights lawyer, is protesting outside parliament.
We do not recognize this parliament as a legitimate parliament. This is why we're standing here. We do not acknowledge any decision that they are making, any laws they are adopting, and of course we do not acknowledge this procedure, this so-called elections.
Georgian Dream retained control of parliament in an October 26 election that the opposition alleges was rigged with Moscow's help. Georgia's outgoing president and main pro-Western parties have since boycotted parliament and demanded a rerun of the ballot. Despite 2 weeks of UN-sponsored talks in Saudi Arabia, the participating 197 nations failed to agree on a plan to deal with global droughts, made longer and more severe by a warming climate. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The biennial talks known as COP16, and organized by a UN body that deals with combating desertification and droughts, attempted to create strong global mandates to legally bind nations to fund early warning systems and build resilient infrastructure in poorer countries. During the talks, which ended early Saturday, the UNCCD released a report warning that if global warming trends continue, nearly 5 billion people will be affected by the end of the century. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Indian riot police at the northern Punjab-Haryana border on Saturday fired tear gas and used water cannons to stop protesting farmers marching to New Delhi. Farmers leader Sarwan Singh Pandher said they wanted to march peacefully and were willing to make any sacrifice for the rights of Indian farmers. The entire country is watching how the government of India and their paramilitary forces have attacked the farmers who were protesting peacefully by marching. The farmers are demanding legal guarantees of more state support for crops and a debt waiver, and say the government must honor a promise to double their incomes. Federal police arrested Brazil's former defense minister, Walter Braga Neto, on Saturday, two sources told Reuters, after he was accused in November of plotting a coup to overturn the results of the 2022 election. Neto also served as chief of staff for former President Jair Bolsonaro and ran alongside him for the post of vice president in Bolsonaro's failed re-election bid in 2022. Neto has denied any wrongdoing. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.